Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You need to be close to 80 in defensive rebound percentage. If you want to be first in offensive rebound percentage in our history, we have done that a few times. Your number needs to be probably close to 40. I don't think that necessarily we're going to approach those numbers, but we need to get closer. Because if we get closer, then that's less time that we're on defense, and that's potentially more times that we're going to get fouled, and that's potentially less times that we're going to foul them, if that makes sense.
It's Buzz Williams after the Maryland's 84-64 win over Alcorn State. To his point, they had 37 rebounds last night, 23 defensive rebounds. Alas, they were only up 6 at the half, and they went like, 5 minutes without scoring a basket the end of the second half, or end of the first half, excuse me. So this team scuffling a little bit, but pulled away to win by 20, not the 35 I think they were favored by.
I just think it's really telling when you're talking about this caliber of opponent. And I watched this whole press conference. Full disclosure, I did not see the game. My wife and I were in Annapolis watching Colin Hay put on an amazing performance.
Nice.
Yeah. But I did watch the whole press conference.
By the way, better date this time than the last time you saw
Very
Colin Hay
so.
In Annapolis.
Very much so.
That was me.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Different venue, too. This was like off the main campus.
Oh, okay.
They have like St. John's College there, which was like established in like 1695 or something like that.
Wow.
Anyway. But I think he's telling you who they are and what they are, and he's not pulling punches. And when you're playing Alcorn State and you're at home and you're coming off a disappointing game against Georgetown, in which he kind of called out some of their foibles, some of their limitations, and basically beg them for more grit and intensity, because I know what we lack in scoring and finesse. And then you have long stretches where you can't perform against these guys at home. And you're talking about, we didn't get fouled enough and we didn't rebound enough. Like, I got to figure out who fits where, and I got to figure out who can sort of understand as a player what our limitations are and give me what I need, the grit and tenacity. Because outside of maybe one guy, nobody's going to fill up the box score. Like, that's pretty telling. Like, these are supposed to be, even for reboots and startups, I'm watching a lot of college bet. These are supposed to be flex your muscle spots, not where he's like, we got to get more rebounds and we got to get uglier. And he keeps telling you, I need us to get fouled a ton, because that's the only way we score, even against Alcorn.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what Ken was saying. The last 8 minutes of the first half, they didn't make a shot from the floor. They were 0 for 10. If Pharrell Payne didn't get to the line and hit some free throws, they wouldn't have scored during that. But Buzz was also talking about experimenting with the lineups. And gosh, there were substitutions left and right. There were 60 substitutions last night. And you're seeing some four-guard lineups. You're seeing like all of these different things to mix and match, because he just doesn't know yet. You're trying trial by error to find a five that works.
This is an exacerbated version of a Buzz Williams team, though. I do, and somebody retweeted this morning. He said at his opening press conference that early in the season, I lose games I'm supposed to win, and later in the season, I win games I'm supposed to lose. So his teams do get better as the season goes. But right now, it looks like they have one high-level player, and that's Farrell Payne. Like, they don't have anybody else night to night. Like, Mills had 16 last night. Darius Adams hit a couple threes for the first time. But there's nobody else you can trust on a nightly basis other than Payne.
He's telling you, I don't know what we have here. He's telling you, I don't know how many of these guys are really going to be winning Big Ten basketball players. Like, I at least applaud him. Like, he's not making a lot of excuses. He's not selling false expectations. He's not like, but, and he's also, he's not, and don't get me wrong, he's not calling out individuals either, because I'm not about that. I know they're being paid now, and they didn't used to be, but I still don't like that whole power imbalance, especially for kids who, trust me, if he doesn't know what they are, they don't know what they are. They don't know how they fit. Like, I don't know how much you should or shouldn't get out of summer informal practices and the run-up to a restart like this, but clearly the finding out period wasn't long enough, because it's going to bleed. I think it's going to bleed well into the Big Ten season.
They're going to have, and maybe they don't when it's all said and done, but they're going to have to find someone outside of Payne that can score for them. And it's such a far cry from last year with the Crab Five, where any of those five guys could go off, and your guy Seldon Miguel hitting three threes in a short
He's
stretch.
He's telling like, you we're an ugly basketball team, and so we've got to play uglier than them.
Yeah.
We've got to be willing to bleed need more than them. We need our knees to be bloody because we dove for more balls than them. And we need our arms, our shoulders, and our cheeks to be bloody because...
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We keep going to the hole, knowing even if we can't finish, we might get to the line.
Tim Moore from Buzz Williams speaking last night after the game, and he talks about figuring out roles and rotations.
I'm going to coach the guys that are healthy every single day, and I don't want to create false expectations for anybody. And I mean this without being condescending or sarcastic in any sense of the way. Through three games, and you've seen this, both games here, including the exhibition, the one that we won with our five man hitting a three, running the two guard spot in secondary, we're trying to find five guys that will play incredibly hard and then try to find the next right guy that can sub in for the first of the five that needs a break. We haven't figured out, oh, he's this, he's that. We really would like to get to where we could have 7.5, 8.5 tough, smart, dependable guys that are all pulling in the same direction, regardless of position. I think sometimes coaches, particularly me, we try to fit round holes in a square peg. And the most important hole that we have to address is, can we play really, really hard and all care about the same things? And how many possessions in a row can that group do it before we need a sub?
Hoping for a rock fight against Marquette Saturday.
It's just emphasize effort, high effort. Let's find those.
I did learn what a turkey was, though. A turkey is four straight stops.
I did not know that.
Did you know that term?
I did not.
Previously,
I knew it in bowling.
Beltway Ben, is that officially a basketball term, or is that just a his term? I had never heard that before.
No, I hadn't heard it either, but I don't. I'd like to hear less of it. You know, like
Ben has no patience for this.
What? I mean, I have to. It's tough because, again, it's more on me. Like, I need to.
You need to get your head around what this
expectations.
Is.
Well,
yes.
But also, like, we just watched this team last year play exciting basketball. Yeah. It's not going to be what they are. I mean, Buzz at Texas A&M didn't make the tournament his first year. I think only it was either Marquette or Virginia Tech. One of the two he made it his first year. The other one he didn't. So one of the three spots he has. So they're probably not going to make the tournament. And
hey, you really want to hoot? Listen to him tell you how he never should have got the Marquette job in a million
You
want to
hear that? I can play that.
Don't hold your breath. This is a 3-minute-long
clip. It was a dissertation.
2:40, we could play it, but it's 2:40.
He really lays out, like, it's ridiculous.
We'll
they
play that at 5:15.
They interviewed my wife 3 times. They interviewed me 14 times. I had no business getting the interviews. They gave me the job.
Hey, we are in week 11 of the NFL season. We're in week 12 of college football season. We get our best bets with our buddy, Tim Murray from VSiN, next here on The Fan.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.